Good day, Mr. McDougall here with the Prosperity Series, Episode 22. Prosperity Series, Episode 22. So come on in, guys. Let's get ready for class. Today's teaching is called Cast Out Power. Okay, and so this is ties into prosperity. It's the theme we're doing here. But this also relates into mental health. Okay, so what I'm about to teach you is the most powerful thing for your mental health. Okay, if you can apply what I'm saying, what I'm teaching, you don't need prescriptions, you don't need this and that, you just need to do exactly what I'm telling you here. So this is called Cast Out Power, and it's on maintaining a pure mind and what that does. Our thoughts are currency, okay, whether you know it or not, our thoughts are currency. So here we go. It shows you're a pure person when you forgive. Gratitude, thankfulness, patience equals purity consciousness versus a defiled consciousness. Okay, your thoughts. Begin to eradicate defiled thoughts in your mind. You have to fight these thoughts. Selfless. Your love for other people. The more you grow in Christianity, the more you grow closer to God, and purity consciousness becomes you. God monitors you. Holy Ghost is infinitely pure and wants to be attached to pure souls. Okay, so if you want more anointing, you want to grow in Christianity, you want prosperity blessings, well, Holy Spirit, who controls all resources, the maker of the universe, imparts itself into pure souls, pure minds, okay? When impure thoughts arise, you must have the power to cast them out. Remember, you have control over your mind. If you let them stay in your mind, they lower your purity. There is a demand of fastness to rebuke these thoughts. You must have the power to cast out defiled thoughts. Cast out negative thoughts. You have to fight it and reject them. You can't let defiled thoughts take root or they become you. When negative thoughts arise, rebuke them. Fight it off by saying, I cast you out, else it takes root. And God says, okay, that's who you are. This is the only way you can keep a pure mind. What you do not cast out will make you a castaway before God. All Christians will have impure thoughts. Only Jesus can keep pure consciousness all the time. Fight your own thoughts. Cast out negative thoughts. It's quite easy to cast out negative thoughts. Satan injects negative thoughts into your mind. It doesn't matter if Satan is putting negative thoughts in your mind. God doesn't care. He expects you and wants you and desires for you to cast them out. Resist the devil and he will flee. The devil is in the business of putting stupid thoughts in your mind. You must have the power to say no. Purity your heart means purify your thoughts. Keep your heart with all diligence. Guard your thoughts. Protect them. Cast them. Bind them. Your thoughts are currency. It takes purity of heart to walk with the power of God. You should all desire the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Jehovah is rewarding you. You need power. If your consciousness is too defiled, you won't walk with the power of God. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. God will go straight to his heart. How pure are your thoughts? My thoughts be acceptable to you. The thoughts of foolishness is sin. Our thoughts can be sin, so monitor your thoughts. Your thoughts can be sin against you. This God is amazing and incredible. Of you do this, Holy Spirit will come so close to you. The point of existence is to get close to the Almighty Jesus. Getting close to Jesus is the point of existence. Jesus is the King of Kings. I've studied so many famous people over the decades, and no one compares to Jesus. Jesus was a real person. He is considered a titan of history. So choose who you want to learn from and copy Jesus. We must cleanse our hearts. Don't talk about business inside church. The house of God isn't a place of money making or merchandise. Those that go to multiple churches will fail. Those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall not hop churches. When you give to a man of God, well, God will come and grant you what you desire. God takes this so seriously. This is your portal to heaven. This is the Olympics on the globe. This is a worldwide event. Understand who you are. Understand you are in the presence of the Lord. That is why you and your circumstances are changing. Understand scriptures to purify your mind. You must learn what is acceptable and what are unacceptable thoughts before God. To achieve this, you must understand scriptures. Understanding give me the power to discern what acceptable thought patterns are and aren't. After some time, Satan won't come and try to infect your mind because he knows it's a waste of time. Understanding will keep your heart and mind. You have to invest time with the Bible. You may not have known jealousy, lust, envy are evil thoughts, but they are. Be a person who likes the Bible. Jesus entered Mary because Mary had the purest mind of the generation. When people ask, how are you? Say, I am strong. When you have some symptom, say, I am strong. Don't say, I am sick. Understanding gives you the power to know. You need that level of understanding. As you read the Bible every day, you will begin to understand and be able to keep a pure thoughts. A defiled conscience is a lack of scriptural understanding. It's not about how you behave in the outside. It's about how you think. You must be aware of God at all times because he monitors you 24/7. You need divine presence of God everywhere. The more you pray, the more your mind becomes pure. When you pray without ceasing, the more purified your thoughts become. Praying cleanses your mind and heart. Growth in prayer. Our thought life is cleansed the more we pray. The more you pray, the more supernatural cleansed your mind becomes. This is why it's important to develop your prayer life. If the world only knew the power of prayer, do you know how much blessings, powers, and dimensions are in prayer? Praying cleanses your mind. The more you pray, praying night and day leads to pure consciousness. Praying connects you to heaven. Heaven and hell is real. Prayer is more than getting stuff from God. I humbled my soul by fasting and prayer. Those that do not pray will carry a negative conscience. Develop and enhance your prayer ability. Don't be content with your level of prayer. Push to the next level. Growth in prayer plus cast out power leads to pure consciousness. The same way we take out the trash of our house, take out the trash of our minds. Prayer is the most important aspect of people's lives, whether they know it or not. Prayer purified your soul. Create me a clean heart so that I may know you well. The more you pray, the closer you get to God and your destiny. The consciousness of the world will form your mind when you rebuke the altar of prayer. If you activate the altar of prayer, you will activate heaven. There are many ways to pray. The more you pray, the more pure your mind will become. Prayer is the biggest secret in the world. When you pour out your soul onto God through prayer, you're pouring out your mind. When negative thoughts arise and you say, leave me, get out, and the thought leaves for the most part. Once you master rebuking negative thoughts, Satan won't continue to enter as he will be wasting his time and he will move on to the next soul. The enemy will flee. When he sees something is not working, he leaves you alone. Resist the devil and he will flee. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for the spring of life will flow through it. Else Satan will play gymnastics with your mind. Men of God that know God know Satan. It's automatic. When a negative thought arises, fight it out of you. Many Christians want to cast out demons, but they can't cast out their own thoughts. You need the power to control your own thoughts. Later, when you're in ministry, you can cast out your own thoughts. First, cast out your own thoughts, then you can cast out demons. God won't do this for you. He will watch you to see if you are applying this wisdom, so you will sit there with defiled thoughts or cast them out. The secret of success in Christianity is applying weekly teaching in your life week after week. God is looking for these types of people. This is the structure of heaven. Maintain godly fellowships. Be not deceived. If you spend time with people that have zero interest in God, it will affect how you think. The people you spend time with affects the way you think. Be with people who are interested in God, so let your relationships be of godly descent. It's difficult for me to spend time with people who aren't interested in God, so one way to guard your thoughts is to maintain godly relationships. Dark affects the light, so be godly with your relationships so your mind can stay pure. To keep a pure mind is to keep godly relationships. Make no friendship with an angry, wrathful man, lest you learn his ways and are entangled by his snare. If you have relationships with those who have no interest in God, they will affect your thoughts and be interested in others who don't care about God, because it will affect the consciousness of your mind. Make God your friend. Your friendships matter, so let your friends be pure people. Maintain godly entertainment. What you ingest in your spirit will take form, your consciousness, as it will affect your thoughts. When you watch evil entertainment, what is it going to do? It will defile your mind, because it shifts the state of your consciousness. I will not set no wicked thing before my eyes. The things we entertain will affect the way we think, so your entertainment must be restricted to what we consume. Watching evil soap operas are flooded with gossip, adultery, and sin. This affects the way of your thinking. Analyze your entertainment. Is this pure? Is this holy? One way to keep purity consciousness is to restrict your entertainment. What you ingest comes into your spirit, affects you. Analyze the entertainment, and if it becomes too much, turn it off. Satan uses entertainment to defile your consciousness. He uses it on purpose. Most people don't have the discipline to restrict their entertainment. The main reason it affects you thinking, which comes into your behaviors and ultimately affects your ability to make good or destructive decisions. Life and prosperity is about making good decisions, and with a pure mind, you will inherently make better decisions, which will directly affect the amount of prosperity that goes into your bank account. Put your mind upon heaven. What you watch and listen to is what you will become, and most of the entertainment in this world is ungodly. Somewhere between heaven and hell is godly entertainment. And there's a demo track up on Spotify and Apple Podcasts for Somewhere Between Heaven and Hell. You can listen to it. That's the set that I'm working on. I've also called it Outlaw Love Songs. So you can take a quick little teaser. But those are godly entertainment. That's me playing guitar for an hour. The main reason it affects your thinking, which comes into your behaviors and ultimately affects your ability to make good or destructive decisions. Life and prosperity is about making good decisions. Put your mind upon heaven. What you watch and listen to is what you will become, and most of the entertainment of this world is ungodly. Eve was deceived by her eyes of the apple. Your eyes and ears can be deceiving. Satan uses humor to deceive you, to defile your mind. You have to be controlled by what you watch. Don't let everything come inside you. This is how you keep a pure mind. Abstain from the appearance of evil. Your mind is a valuable thing. Holy Spirit watches your mind. Understanding, growth in prayer life, fight negative thoughts, godly relationships, restrict your entertainment is how you master Christ consciousness. Casting out negative thoughts is non-negotiable. Once you say no enough times, Satan moves on, because he's wasting his time and his tricks of deceit and manipulation can no longer affect you. How pure you are determines how close to God will come to you. Heaven is a place of purity. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And that's it for today's teaching. Hope you enjoyed this episode 22 of the Prosperity Series. If you'd like to get closer to me or work with me, go to MrMcDougall.com and book an appointment with my office. I've priced myself fair and reasonable for those that may not be able to afford me. If you'd like to yield with me side by side the same tools I use, get your Orca Computer membership at OrcaComputers.com. I provide all tools, equipment, leadership, results, and training for you to ensure you're on the right path. I use the same tools myself to profit every day for the past 10 years. In the name of Jesus Christ, have a good day, and I wish you the best. Amen.